If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke være lam.
If you've got diabetes,
hvis du har sukkersyke,
with the doctors, it's impossible.
For legen er det umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus, it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han har bedre.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three, in the name of Jesus,
I Jesu navn,
I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Today was Friday the 13th, so I had to do it. Hey kids, it's a little after 8 o'clock, and you're tuning into 90.5 WUSC FM Columbia, broadcasting HD1, and that means it is Saturday night, a little after 8, so it is time for your Dark Entries Goth Radio. With your host DJ D, the best in goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, never starting on time apparently, and Saturday the 14th celebrations. No particular real theme to the show tonight. It's kind of a weird mixture of just crap left over from last week. We got some Eastern European post-punk coming up. Some requests from last week. A couple of theme sets that I kind of worked up literally in the car on the way over here. We're going to get some Rasputina in there. A bunch of bands I never play on the show. I'm going to get some of that in. And, of course, the Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie coming up at 9 o'clock. You want to give me a call, it's 803-576-9872, that's 803-576-WUSC, or join in the Facebook discussion that's going on right now on the Facebook page for Dark Entries Goth Radio, and on hit me up on Twitter, and at Dark Entries DJD. Wish you guys could see this, there's like an actual, like, in-studio, sitting-in-the-chair dance party happening right now. I can't not dance to this. Watched Jason X last night. I was in the mood to watch a Friday movie, and that was the one I picked. Alright kids, let's do this thing. It's 351 days until Halloween, and this is Dark Entries, your goth radio. We'll be right back. solid little beginning of the show. Yeah, Halloween is not over yet. It's I'm still suffering from serious Halloween hangover. As you would, it's pretty obvious in my place. I haven't taken down a single Halloween decoration yet, with the exception of my pumpkin, which unfortunately, yeah, those things only last so long, and it was getting a little sad out there. There's bugs everywhere, things falling apart. It looks like maybe I just put it over my head, just because I was told to through the television, because you don't want to miss the big giveaway. And that fell to the floor, and bugs and spiders and snakes came out, ate me alive. DJ Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. We started off with some Friday the 13th, our three main theme. Desi after that with Commencement, and we just heard Modern English, actually, of all people, with Swans on Glass. If you got a request, it's 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WUSC. Or on the Facebook page or on the Twitter at Dark Entries DJD. Words of Wisdom coming up at 9 o'clock. I'm here till 10. Right now, James Ray and The Performance.
We'll be right back. the final floor show. I see the western dream. I see the faces glow and I see the bodies steam.
Say, man, a long lost friend of the show has apparently showed up. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that Rev made the scene, man. I didn't expect that to happen. So she's not listening, but I'll address her anyway because I know she's. I don't know why she doesn't listen. She chimes in just to say she doesn't listen. Thanks a lot. That's like when you're waiting tables, and somebody says you did such a good job, shakes your hand. And says you're like the greatest waiter that they've ever had, and then doesn't tip you. I'm not doing this for my health. I don't need to hear how good I am. I know I'm good. I'm not listening to the show, so do something with that. I don't know. Anyway, start the set off with James Ray and the Performance, New Kind of Assassin, Sisters of Mercy after that with the Floor Show. Fields of the Nephilim is what we just heard with Shiva. And because yesterday was Friday the 13th, I don't have a copy of it. I don't have it on me, believe it or not. I need to get a copy. But wanted to pop in part four, which is one of my favorites, partly because of Crispin Glover's amazing dance that just moves you deep in your, just gets you on center, just moves you really deep in your heart. I've never seen anything like it. There, which is lead me. Here's my little segue into the next set here. I have some horror movie dance sequences throughout the years that are my favorites. I'm thinking about writing a post about this on Retro Ghouls and Shocks. Which, don't let me forget, by the way, now that I say Retro Ghouls and Shocks, I put a post up last night. Don't let me forget to get into that because you guys might like this. But anyway, there are a few like dance sequences throughout horror movie history that kind of really get me going, and they're all coming up in the set that you're about to hear, or at least they're going to be mentioned anyway. The first one is, of course, Angela's dancing in Night of the Demons to Stigmata Martyr, which is coming up right after this. But one of the most notable ones, which I'm going to play in just a second, is Crispin Glover's spastic freakout to Love is a Lie by Lion, which actually, a lot of people don't know this, but when they were shooting it on the set, actually, they were not listening to Love is a Lie, they're actually listening to, I believe it was Back in Black by AC/DC, but obviously they couldn't get the rights to that kind of thing, so they had to put something else into the thing, so Lion got the gig somehow. Not sure how that happened, but we're going to hear that right now. After that, we're going to have some Stigmata Martyr by Bauhaus, and then we're going to come back and discuss arguably probably my second favorite horror movie dance sequence of all time. It's unexpected, you won't see it coming, but that's coming up after this. Hey, Rev, thanks for not listening, but chiming in and telling us. Be right back after this. Remember, guys, I checked the computer, man. I checked the computer, and I think we know what she is. You're wrong.
different sexual ecstasy. Lying cross-checked in agony. Stick on to bleed continuously. Posing hells and fever. To your crimson orifice in holy remembrance in scarlet lips. Stigmata. Mata.
I turned 50 a month ago, and my conscience keeps saying, get tested for colorectal cancer. See, I know colorectal cancer is the number two cancer killer, but... get tested for colorectal cancer. I've heard it starts with no symptoms. Get tested for colorectal cancer. Okay, conscience, I'll talk to my doctor about getting tested for colorectal cancer. Now, will you be quiet?
Sure. Lose 10 pounds.
Oh.
Colorectal cancer screening saves lives. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Vasquez from Hansel und Gretel, and you are listening to WUSC-FM, Columbia, South Carolina. Auf Wiedersehen.
Hey, this is Daniel from Algep, and you're listening to WUSC.
Isaac Hayes for the Department of Labor.
If you're living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to get by, how can you begin preparing for your retirement? Call us at 1-800-998-7542. 1-800-998-7542. Learn to think savings. Think savings, because saving matters.
Hello, I'm Logan Goldstein for Save the Manatees. To my knowledge, I am the only existing human who has manatee ancestry. My mother, an Ecuadorian manatee, bless her heart, collided with an outer propeller of the Titanic in 1912 while on vacation. Pretending to be a human in a world designed for human domination can be a lot of fun, but there's a serious side too. Due to rampant overuse by WUSC DJs, WUSC has suspended airing of the beloved Save the Manatees public service announcements until further notice. Fellow listeners, I implore you all to contact your WUSC DJs and urge them to use restraint when airing the Save the Manatees public service announcements, lest this important cause be silenced for good. As our dear friend Jimmy Buffet once said, save a sea cow, ride a cowboy.
Jimmy Buffet.
I had that. Should I do one with Jimmy Buffett?
No.
Save a sea cow, ride a cowboy.
We're back. So that was a little bit of half of the set, the horror movie dance set, part of it. I guess all of it. Start off with Chris McGlover's spastic little thing. I don't even want to call it a dance. It was more of a seduction from part four. Which reminds me, when they released, this was a couple weeks ago, they released the Back to the Future trilogy, Back to the Movies. It was on October 21st. I went and saw all three. First time I'd ever seen any of them actually in the movies. I think maybe I saw part three. I'm not sure. I know I didn't see the first one in the theater. I'd seen it a million times, you know, on video, and that it's one of my favorite movies of all time, but I can quote like every word of it, but never in the theater. I was just too young. So went to the theater, saw that, and I never noticed all the inconsistencies in the second two, and two and three. One, not so much. There's only one thing in part one that's always stood out to me ever since I was a kid that's never made any sense to me at all, which is why in the world George and Lorraine just don't remember Marty. It just seems common sense to me. Like they don't remember that when they were teenagers that they hung out with some kid named Calvin Klein that looks exactly like Marty and told them to name their kid Marty, by the way. It gave them the idea to name the kid Marty, and he just happens to look exactly like Marty. And then he ran around with them, and there were all these zany adventures, and he put the two of them together and all this kind of thing. And they seem to have no memory of that happening, which I don't, never really made sense. I think it would make George really suspicious that, you know, Lorraine, what's up with, you know, remember that kid Calvin Klein that we both knew that, you know, you spent a lot of time with in high school, and now our son looks exactly like him? What's up with that? But part two and three, they're just inconsistencies like crazy. I mean, to the point that I was there with my buddy John, and we were watching together, and kept, you know, leaning over to each other throughout the entire movie, whispering, like, this doesn't make sense. Like, this is, like, why don't they just do so-and-so? Like, why doesn't, I mean, Doc Brown in part three can straight up invent another time machine out of a train, can just straight up build a train that travels through time, but can't come up with a substitute for gasoline, because that is, the whole plot hinges on the fact that they can't get the thing up to 88 miles per hour without gas. Because it doesn't just run on plutonium or whatever, they actually also have to have gasoline, which was never mentioned in, you know, the first movie at all, or the second. So that's the whole problem. That's the entire problem, is that hinges on everything. It's why they have to come up with this elaborate thing to, like, push it with the train and that. You're trying to tell me in the Old West you can't find something else for gasoline? Like, you can't. Not only that, but there were two, people forget, there were two actual DeLoreans in the Old West. There was the one that where he initially got zapped back in, you know, in part two. There's that one that was in locked up inside the old mine. And then there's the one that Marty actually travels back in to get back to him. So technically there are two of them there, because the one from the mine is still there in the mine. They don't move it. So that probably still has gas in it. And what are you going to do when you got two time machines right next to each other? Isn't that going to cause the whole, you know, space-time continuum to blow up or something? Plus, there's a whole part where Lorraine actually... No, it's not Lorraine. It's Jennifer, future Jennifer, when she's older, actually says the words... Well, ever since, you know, Marty, he can't turn down a challenge if you call him chicken. He got into that car accident because they called him chicken. And she actually says the words, that set off a series of events, ... And he hasn't been the same since. And that's how his whole, you know, life went to crap and everything when he was older. That is never addressed. Like, not once ever has that. And Doc knows this. Not once has Doc ever said, hey, maybe we should go back to, you know, stop him from doing that, or, you know, he wouldn't turn out right. I remember actually turning to, like, John. I was like, yeah, it's too bad. They can't actually, you know, they don't have any way to go back in time and actually change this, because a lot of it hinges on the fact that his life's on the skids because of this call. It was one event that happened, and not once is it ever addressed. Not once is Marty or Doc or anybody say, hey, let's just go back and stop that from happening. Maybe, you know, they'll sort that out. So, anyway, there's that. Let's talk about dancing. My other big favorite dance sequence in the 80s is, and you can't leave this one out, Jesse's quote-unquote completely heterosexual dance in A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, when he's upstairs and his dad's mad at him because he hasn't cleaned the room, so he goes up and he puts on a little ditty, which I couldn't find, by the way. I really wanted to play it tonight. I couldn't find it. And he dances around his room while he's cleaning his room up, and in a 100% heterosexual fashion. And that's really all I have to say about it until he's his mother and his would-be girlfriend come in and bust him as he's gyrating around, waving something around his crotch that I'm not sure exactly what it is, causing it to pop. It's something. It's something. That movie stands out for a lot of reasons that I'm not even going to get into, but a lot of undertones. I was going to say overt. I was going to say covert undertones, but there's really nothing covert about it. It's pretty straightforward. Well, I wouldn't say straightforward. All right, let's move on. It's almost time for words. Well, actually, it's past time for words of wisdom. We're going to get into that after we come back from this. I'm going to say something kind of semi. I never get into this. I never do anything serious on the show ever. I never get into serious politics or serious issues and you know or any of that. I try to keep the mood kind of fun. But there's some things that happened in the week that I wanted to touch on before I get into commercials and words of wisdom and all that. And then we're going to come back and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to light things up in the second half. But so some things happened in the week. I'll take them in order. First, Jared Fogle and all that craziness. This piece of garbage gets sentenced. Potentially sentenced. I'm not sure if I don't think it's actually come down yet, but it's potentially sentenced to 12 and a half years prison for everything he did. This is a guy who has openly, admittedly, and without any sort of remorse at all, discussed molesting kids as young as six. And then you had everything that happened yesterday in Paris. So with these waste of skin that came out and killed over 100 people in the name of religion, which is another issue. But I'm going to have to really hold back because I really have to hold back my language on the radio about my thoughts about this. They're pretty strong. But there are people in this world that, and there are some of them, Jared Fogle and these people, who are not getting the vengeance that need to be thrust upon him. He's getting 12 and a half years. You can get 30 for growing weed, apparently, what I read. So some people. So 12 and a half years is nothing compared to all the lives he's wrecked and the kids he's molested and that. And I just think he's pretty much human garbage. So this goes out to all the people involved in the attacks in Paris yesterday, and also that piece of filth, Fogle. If he ends up doing his 12 and a half years or whatever he does, I hope he gets all the footlongs that are coming at him, if you know what I mean. That and then some. And whatever afterlife those pieces of garbage thought they were going to with what they did yesterday. I hope they're suffering for all eternity wherever they are. So, this goes out to them, and after this, we'll be right back to Words of Wisdom. We'll be right back.
700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Don't worry, honey. We can't afford this now. But when it's time for college, I promise my darling daughter can go to the finest school there is in South Carolina.
Oh, I will not be a Gamecock.
You will too.
No.
Go, Gamecock.
No. The USC FM Columbia.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Insta-Do. Just imagine, you just put it over your head, like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Playing rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
Is there any positive side to Charlie Manson?
Positive what? Oh, come on, man. You didn't complete the other thought. Positive to Charlie Manson. I'm both negative and positive.
Are you good and evil?
I'm everything.
You're evil?
I'm everything, man.
Tell me about the evil.
I'm as whatever I have to be to survive.
Would you do anything to survive?
Well, right, I'm a human being.
Do all human beings do anything to survive?
Survival takes precedent over programming. You get to the point of survival and your programming goes, and it's gone.
How's your programming, Charlie?
I got nothing in my head. I've been thinking in 1952.
Thank you.
Half hour of the show here. Hope you guys have enjoyed. It's been weird. The show's been odd. It's been an oddball show. I don't know where. It's all over the place. Kind of flying by the seat of my pants here, just trying to get requests in and that. And I definitely will. I had some come in earlier, and I'm going to get those in before we're out of here. We're out of here pretty much right at the stroke of 10 o'clock, man. I got a jet. I got to get out of here. I got a place to be. And unfortunately, 10 o'clock guy will be coming in, so that. That last set there, we had some stuff from kicking off with underneath Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie. We had their SPK with Another Dark Age. Rousseau d'Ombre after that with Natural Gestures. That's or Natural Gesture rather. That's a request from Ipsy, and that's a great album, by the way. I was kind of checking that out earlier in the week. And Diaphragma is what we just heard right now with Affetto Nota. I'm not going to waste any more time. I got a lot to squeeze in the next 30 minutes. So do you guys know that we're under attack, actually? They do. I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm not talking about Paris. There's a different kind of attack going on. It's one that's a lot more unexpected, but just almost as deadly.
We shall never surrender.
For the moment, us fellows are fine. We got nothing to worry about, but you got to lock up your mothers, your sisters, and your daughters. Because here come the lesbian vampires from outer space.
The deadliest weapon is the art of surprise. You get no warning. We just drop from the skies. You better watch out now. I'm telling you, sister, all the plants are like a monster. And the flying saucers, we're under attack from the upper quarter. Watch out for your sister, your mother and your daughter.
What's the government doing? Nothing. It's Chris.
Lesbian vampires from outer space. You're lying in the mud. They bite your neck and they'll drink your blood.
you.
You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. It's a sign, there's no doubt, of the trouble that's about. So I say, my friends, you'd better start to pray. They're a terrifying sight as they fly on day and night. It's a warning that we'd better mend our ways. You'd better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day.
Talking earlier about, well, first of all, that said, there we started off with some stuff from Scary Bitches with Lesbian Vampires from Outer Space. I hope you guys are going to be all right. I hope you're going to survive the attack. It's not too late to try to start a fight back. I just found a piece of paper here on the thing. It's really interesting what you find in the studio when some people leave behind like their playlists and stuff, like the things that they were going to. It's actually pretty funny. I have no idea who left this here, but somebody left a piece of paper near the keyboard here. I guess just notes to themselves. to do their show. I think maybe they were with someone else and they were passing notes back and forth. I don't know. This is actually kind of interesting. There, on one side, we've got just a note to themselves. Mention Facebook page again. You sound great, is what it says. Load up PSAs. I like to think that they're just affirmations, that actually they just wrote that themselves so that they can just encourage themselves. You sound great. Don't freak out. Load some CDs too, so we can chill. That's actually what it says. What do you got? 5 points bars. This is a list on the back. It looks like a laundry list. Some of it's actually crossed out. 5 points bars. Move on to the Vista. Any names in mind for LP? I'm sure you guys are really fascinated by this. Favorite artist and artist with the most influence. I think maybe there are interview options for questions. I don't know. What's the first song I learned? That's why. If you could play with any artist, who would it be? Are there any people you'd like to say thanks to? All right, anyway. So if you're listening right now, and these were your notes, you left your notes in the studio. I just embarrassed you on the air. Right, so I went to get some gas the other day and went to go fill up, went in. Went to the same station I always do. It's this little Indian guy works in there. He's really nice. He can't ever understand me, though. I go in. I said, all right, I want $18 on pump six or whatever. And he goes, 18? I said, yeah. So then he hands me back a five. I gave him 20. And I said, no, 18, not 18, not 15, 18. He goes, oh, 18, 18. So he goes, $2. I said, yeah. So he gives me a $2 bill, which is not something I carry around with me. I know that's going to shock some people. I'm not well-stocked in $2 bills. I know where $2 bills come from. But I took a good look at this one, and it smelled of, and looked, had the appearance of glitter and cheap perfume and daddy issues and crushed dreams. So this goes out to the guy who gave me the gas station that gave me the $2 bill. It's Rammstein. It's Benzin. On Dark Entries, God for you. Tight.
süßes Mädchen, hab kein Mitleid mit mir. Gib mir die Peitsche und ich danke es dir. Heute Nacht, schwarze Göttin, lass mich dein Opfertier sein. Was du willst mit mir, ich werd dir alles verzeihen. Heute Nacht, küss mich, schwarze Witwe. Hab kein Mitleid mit mir heute Nacht. Küss mich, schwarze Witwe. Komm, spür mich, schwarze Witwe, reiß mir das Herz aus der Brust. Beug dich in meinen Schoß, lass mich krepieren voll Lust. Heute Nacht, keine Rettung, ich trag dein Gift schon in mir. All meine Lebenskraft versinkt im Abgrund der Gier. Heute Nacht, küss mich, schwarze Witwe. Hab kein Mitleid mehr.